Baby, you a song, you made me wanna roll my windows down and cruise.
Dick Carucci, Nathan Zagura, you are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. It's a Reaction Monday, so we want to hear from you. 216-578-0850, 216-578-0850. You tweet us at Browns underscore daily. And we have a lot to talk about. I know you, as we're going to get into hearing, Brandon Whedon spoke with reporters a short while ago. We're going to get into that in a little bit. But first, we want to go talk with Will in Cleveland. Will, welcome to the show.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Thanks. A couple things, and then I want to get your take on it. With Brandon Whedon, I think the offensive line is getting a bad rap because if you want to be a great quarterback in this league, it's mandatory that you keep your head down the field. A few times the Colts were bringing pressure, and, you know, Whedon looked like a cartoon character back there running around. He didn't wait that. If you wait that half a second, you'll see that the offensive line, we were picking up a lot of those blitzes, man. But, you know, he just got too antsy and just, you know, he almost virtually ran into some sacks. You know, so you got to keep your head down the field, man, as a quarterback if you want to be great in this league, man. You look at Brady and Manning, man, they're not worried about no blitz, man. They're worried about the hot read, you know, stuff like that. And if Ray Horton is supposed to be this, you know, this blitz guy that sends the kitchen sink, you would think he would be throwing a lot of this stuff at Whedon in practice just to get him prepared for this.
Well, he actually is, Will. He's seeing that in practice.
You couldn't tell.
See it in practice. You want to see it. I know you want to see it translate in games and especially preseason games. And there's no, you know, there's no excuse making or anything for that. I agree with you. Looking downfield and not just giving it a cursory quick look downfield. I saw that too much Saturday night. So, all right, that was Will in Cleveland.
And this
Go ahead.
Is what I thought the offensive line did a good job. I don't think you and I came on here and gave the offensive line a bad rep. Mm-hmm. I thought they did a great job. I thought Brandon Whedon had time to throw on the vast majority of his dropbacks. I think he didn't make the proper decisions in some cases. I thought he didn't really take some chances down the field. Maybe he was quick to check down. But let's not forget, all of a sudden, people are trashing Brandon Whedon. 2 weeks ago, Brandon Whedon was Joe Montana. We got the propensity to overreact is rampant. So just take it with a grain of salt. And as I said before, and I think this is something I've been saying since we started watching him in practice, his goods are better than his goods have ever been before. The bads are still there. You want to bring the bads up so that it's basically a giant shift, but still, and we've seen that in the preseason. Last week, Saturday, not so great. But the first two games, great. So just take comfort from the fact that when he's really good, he's better than he ever was before, and you just want and this was the worst that he's going to be. I mean, at the end of the day, 12 of 25, 105 yards, not great, only 4.2 yards per attempt, but no turnovers. Okay, you can live with that if your defense plays a little bit better, whatever. So I'm just saying, let's not go crazy over all of these things one way or the other. I think Brandon Whedon is showing things that can make you be excited about things going forward. You want to see it happen every single week? It's not going to happen every single week. This was a week where the Indianapolis Colts got the better of the Cleveland Browns. Whedon struggled, but it was not the fault of the offensive line.
No, totally agree with that. And we had a chance to talk with Brandon Whedon today. Reporters did. And he was asked, you know, could you use a few more reps before the regular season?
I'm a creature of habit, so I like as many reps as I can get as possible. Like I said, I feel good with where I'm at. I feel comfortable within the offense and all the, you know, as far as the preparation leading up to it. You know, so it's like I say, whatever he wants to do. I mean, like I said, I feel good, but I wouldn't mind playing two series if that's what the direction he wants to go.
Talking about, of course, Rob Chudzinski and the idea of playing the starters on Thursday night. No idea how long those starters will play. My guess would still be that it would probably be a push to say that they'd go beyond a series. But if he is talking a couple of series, so be it. And to hear Brandon Whedon talk about it, I guess you get the sense that, yeah, you know, it might be something he needs.
Yeah, and listen, I think it's just important. Go out there, have one series, make a couple nice throws, get out of the game, or don't play at all. It doesn't really even matter to me. I think he knows that he's improved. He knows what this offense can do. And I'll also say this, and you tell me, because I noticed watching some of the route combinations in this one, I'm not so sure that the Browns were trotting out some of their dynamic offensive plays in this game.
No, they weren't, but when I answer that question and say they weren't, and therefore that would be an indication.
No, it's not an excuse.
I just want to say, because in the first two games, they were essentially doing the same thing, and those same guys found openings. So is the issue that when it just becomes mano a mano, you know, when it's just you against somebody else and you got to beat them physically, when you come up against better players, which the Colts had, is that where the difference is? And you could argue, you could make that argument. You can make that argument that they faced a better secondary than they saw the first two games.
This is a playoff team. I thought Greg Toler, who came over from Arizona, I thought he played very well for them on Saturday night. Vontae Davis played well. And, you know, the important thing is when everything goes good, certainly you can learn things. But when things don't go as well or go as planned, I think it's a learning opportunity. The coaches would say that as well. And one of the questions that was posed to Brandon Wean is, what did you take away from Saturday after watching the film of this game?
You know, I think obviously, you know, there's a number of things. I think, you know, it's never as good, it's never as bad as you think it is. Obviously, there's some things looking back, we missed some opportunities, but that's going to be like that every game. But, you know, it was just, we couldn't get any momentum going. I said that after the game on week one or, you know, first preseason game, and, you know, momentum is so big offensively, we couldn't get anything going. And, you know, it's tough when getting third and long, you know, situations. We made it tough on ourselves.
Yeah, you know, and the last thought, I just wanted to hear this sound. We got Gerard Cherry coming up with us, but he was asked if staring down receivers is a big issue for him.
It's overrated because, I mean, last time I checked, you got to look who you're throwing to, you know. I mean, the Brett Favre commercial, the Wranglers commercial, it's all good and fun, but you can't do this and complete balls. But, no, you know, most of the time you're working half the field anyway. And so, you know, if you can see that I'm staring down receivers from up there or wherever they are, you know, you got to look where you're throwing. Yeah, you got to be smart on certain routes and move safeties and do all those things. But, yeah, I mean, I got to look where I'm throwing. I'm not that good yet.
All right,
so I like that answer.
It was a good answer.
I thought that was an intelligent, a little edge, you know, saying I don't know if you know where my eyes are exactly, but you know, it was one of the things Bernie pointed out is one of the things that I know people have been perhaps concerned about with in the past, and I'd like to see it. I thought where I saw it, I was on a couple plays against zone coverage where I thought that maybe – and it could have just been an issue of the timing being off, being that he was ready to go to a certain area before the receiver was there, et cetera. But I thought there were a couple times where he was certainly helping the defense get to where the ball was ultimately going to be going against zone coverage. But listen, Brandon Wean's been very good 2 weeks. 1 week, he was not so great, still didn't turn the football over. I thought that was a positive. And this team will be better come September 8th. That much I am sure of. Well, maybe not September 8th without Josh Gordon. But this offense will do better than it did again this game against the Indianapolis Colts. All right. Gerard Cherry.
Yeah. Gerard Cherry is going to join us in a little bit. It's Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura to be joined by phone by Gerard. As you listen to a Football Monday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford right here on ESPN 850 WKNR.